Experience the game, the gathering of games. The Gathering Conference gave Randy and his management team a vision of what was possible. As it had all those years ago when he first read The Great Game of Business, his enthusiasm took over. He met hundreds of people from all over the world, from every industry and every level of business. The conference and the people proved to him that he really could have an impact on his business. He really could change people's lives at the same time. It was unbelievable to Randy to see that regular people were doing extraordinary things and sharing in the rewards. His whole team realized that if those folks could do it, they could do it too. Afterward, they felt those 3 days away from work were the best investment they could have made. It was at the conference that Randy met Tom, a business owner from upstate, who used the Great Game of Business to run his business. Randy made arrangements for his whole team to travel to Tom's enterprise to see the great game in action for themselves. A conference is one thing, but seeing it in action in a business is something else. A practitioner visit. A week after the conference adjourned, Randy and his team drove up to see Tom. Tom had invited Randy's entire implementation team to come see his weekly huddle. The implementation team were the employees and managers who had volunteered to be part of starting GGOB. Tom was in the IT business. He described himself to prospective clients as your outsourced IT department. His people were computer geeks who didn't go to school to become business people. In fact, they couldn't give a hoot about learning business. They wanted to write code and crunch data and be left alone. With the high demand for these kinds of knowledge workers, Tom used to have a problem with employees jumping ship. Since implementing the great game, he'd seen a real change. Randy and his team were greeted warmly and hustled into the break room. When everyone was seated for the huddle, what they saw astounded them. Tom's people talked about their business like seasoned entrepreneurs. In a half hour, they built a complete financial picture of their business, a forecast of how this month was going to end. It wasn't Tom standing in front of the room reading last quarter's numbers to a room full of half-asleep employees. It was a team building a forward-looking profit and loss statement from scratch. Everyone walked out of the room with a clear focus on what needed to happen in the coming week to improve the score. It was so clearly communicated, even Randy's team walked out of the break room understanding how Tom's business was doing, how the month would end, and how each employee could move the needle. One of Randy's teammates, Meredith, observed, "It's as if they were making promises to each other, one department to the next. Promises in writing. Hell, they even forecasted their bonus. And they did it every week," Dan declared in disbelief. Before Randy's team left, they took Tom to lunch so they could ask him the really tough questions without his employees there to back him up. 3 years ago, if someone had told me we'd be doing this, I'd have told them they were crazy," Tom confessed. "What changed your mind?" Randy asked. "Well, for the past 15 years, I ran the company as a benevolent dictator. You know, we were one big, happy family, and I was the patriarch. We had great morale, it was a great place to work, but it was not their job to worry about the business. That was my job. All they had to do was come in and punch the clock. The hard part to admit is I was just dumbing down my people. They didn't have the education, the competence, or the authority to do anything real in the business. I finally realized I couldn't do it alone anymore. I want to retire in a few years, and I realized the business would have just had to be sold off or shut down. Either way, the people were going to lose that great thing they had helped to build." Randy confessed that while he completely bought into the GGOB, his father thought Randy was nuts to want to open the books. Randy said, "My dad's warning me that if I open the books in lean years, people might run for the hills and lose confidence in me as a leader. And in good years, they'll see the company's doing well and want a piece of the action. How do you deal with that?" Tom leaned back and grinned. "I've been there, Randy, believe me. So you're worried that when people see your bottom line, they'll want a raise, right? Guess what? They already want one. Here's the reality. Your people already think you make a ton of money. They're making decisions and taking actions based on that assumption right now. Probably wasteful ones. Because they simply think you can afford it. Transparency is great. It builds trust when you teach your people the realities of business. But opening the books is just one part of the game." "Fair enough, Tom. So why'd you finally do it?" "Peer pressure. I'd been going to that conference for a couple of years. In fact, it was over beers with a friend at my second gathering when he put me on the spot and said, "When are you going to pull the trigger? Don't you care about your people? Do you believe they're capable of learning this stuff? What are you afraid of, Tom? You don't share salary information. Your people won't run out and tell the world how much money the company is making, so you got to get over it. You should have done this 10 years ago, and you know it. You've got the values, the soul for this thing. Now, show the courage to forget your fears and think of the benefits to you, Tom. What if you weren't the only one losing sleep over cash and costs and competition? What if everybody was worried about making payroll and getting that shipment out? How would that feel? Now go do it and call me if I can help, and by God, pay it forward." Tom paused. He was pretty tough on me, but it got me off square one. And so I packed up my management team and we drove down to Springfield, Missouri to attend the SRC experience, to see it all firsthand. It was amazing to see what was possible and come away with real proof that it worked, plus tangible and usable knowledge. That's what really got me going. Randy excused himself and pulled Tom to the side, away from the team. "I don't know if you've picked up on it, but what about Gerald? He's head of my dry cleaning division and quite a cynic. I think he's going to be a problem. He feeds off the power of his job, and he always has strong objections to doing things differently." Tom replied, "Look, Randy, there's always going to be some who either resist it actively or just don't jump on board at first. Some will see the light in time, while others won't like the transparency and accountability and will self-select out. It's like cultural Darwinism. Just be clear that this is not a bestseller of the month program, that you intend to run the business this way, plain and simple. Focus your efforts on the 80% of people who will get behind it rather than the 20% who won't." Randy went on, "There's one more thing, a pretty big one." He felt ashamed. "I feel like I'm a good leader, but I don't know that I really consider myself a numbers person. I feel like the creative, entrepreneurial flywheel in my brain is running at 10,000 RPM, but the financial wheel is barely turning. I'm not sure I understand the financials all that well myself." Tom smiled and patted him on the shoulder. "Randy, you and most every other entrepreneur, I'm one of them. When I started out, I just trusted my bookkeepers to take care of the money side of things, and it was a mess. Since I'd never run a business before, I just thought that was the way it was supposed to be. It finally got so bad I had to fire them, and it took weeks to unravel the rat's nest they left behind. After having to go through that, I did learn about the financials. Heck, I'm still learning. So don't worry so much. You'll all learn together." Randy looked doubtful and turned back toward the table where the team was sitting, processing what Tom had said. "And don't forget you've got an ace in the hole," Tom called after him. "You're really smart to have hired Sam. With his experience with GGOB, it'll be like having a coach on the payroll. Leverage that." Tom was referring to Sam, head of operations. Randy had hired Sam 6 months ago to help him make the transition to taking over for his father. Randy was understandably a bit shy about making Sam too high profile, as they had been friends for many years. In fact, it was Sam's enthusiasm for the great game that led to Randy going to the Gathering of Games in the first place. Sam's previous employer had seen tremendous growth and profitability year after year by using the great game. As they finished their lunch, Gerald asked a good question. "So how long is this going to take?" Tom replied, "Set realistic goals. It will probably take 6 months to get your feet under you and really get going with GGOB. You'll see amazing results along the way, real, measurable results, because your people are that amazing. Then you'll need another 6 months to deeply embed the practices and stay true to the discipline. To get really good and start seeing those long-term sustainable results, give it a good, disciplined 18 to 24 months. Tom went on, "When I first met Jack Stack, he told the story of how he made the promise that if he could save those jobs at SRC back in 83, he'd teach everyone he met to understand business. What started as a way to save jobs became a way to create jobs. Then it evolved into creating wealth and finally led to sharing wealth with the people who created it." The afternoon went far too quickly and it was time to head home. The team thanked Tom and his staff as they left. The next Monday, Randy called an all-hands-on-deck meeting and passed out copies of The Great Game of Business. He began by asking a simple question. How much do you think we make out of every dollar we sell? Though hesitant at first, the answers started to come. 60 cents, 25 cents, 50 cents. Those are all good guesses, but I think you'll be surprised to learn that we actually make about a nickel on every dollar that we sell around here. Randy looked around at a room full of silent people, their heads cocked in disbelief. Only 5 cents? Why even bother? Came a half-serious comment from the back of the room. Randy laughed. Great question. Let me quote Emerson, one of my favorite authors. The man who always knows how will always have a job. The man who also knows why will always be his boss. I want to teach you not only how, but the why of why we're in business. He went on, the business has been running pretty evenly for the past 30 years, just kind of bumping along. I want to grow it. I want you all to have more opportunities, more chances to grow, to earn, to make something for yourselves. And I want more too. I can't do it alone. This is the way I want to run our business. If we're going to do this, we're going all in. You know me. I go away to a seminar or workshop and come down from the mountaintop with the tablets, all excited about the latest bestseller or scheme. But guys, this is different. The Great Game of Business wasn't dreamed up in some New York think tank or some fancy boardroom at a consulting firm. It was created by people just like you at a factory down in Springfield, Missouri 30 years ago. Now, those same people have built 60 companies, and thousands of companies like ours have been proving the success of this method ever since. Randy went on, just give me 90 days. I promise to teach you the rules of business, to teach you how our company makes money. When that happens, I'll expect you to do something with that knowledge to help us do better. And when we all do that, I'll share a stake in the outcome with you. We're going to win or lose as a team. Now look around you, to your left and to your right. Not everybody in this room will be here in 6 months. Not because of layoffs, but because this culture, to build a business of business people, is not for everybody. In a culture of performance, there's transparency and accountability not everyone can handle. Meredith exclaimed, "We're in!" She was one of the most enthusiastic assistant managers. Someone else said, "But how's this going to work?" "Here's how it plays out," Randy began.